Now we have our final, what we call our arbitrary but insightful question, and it's this. As a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not? Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and today I'm going to be sharing with you a supercut of various guests' answers to some of the initial five questions. This is something that a number of listeners have asked of me in the past, and because this summer is particularly busy for me, I figured these would be some great episodes to have in the queue for weeks where I didn't have the time to edit and prepare a full episode. In June, I'll be in Spain for 2 weeks. I'll also be moving. And then July, I'll be doing some camping and I'll be at the Bitcoin conference, which, by the way, if you're going to be there, let me know. It'd be great to connect, as well as a couple other things here and there. So because of that, I decided to finally take a little bit of time and create some of these supercuts. I may actually end up regretting this because it might end up being more work than editing just a normal episode, but I won't know until I get to doing the work. And I'm actually recording this before creating the supercuts. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy these and I hope you'll share some feedback with me about your thoughts here. Now that there's over 110 episodes of the podcast, there are plenty of opportunities to do this multiple times over, but it also may be one of those things that looks really good on paper, but doesn't end up being as interesting as I and other people might have thought. Either way, thanks for listening today, and we're going to get to that supercut right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. As a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
Man, you know, it's a great question. Simon Sinek, you know, is the kind of master of asking why, right? And always to be the contrarian, I'm going to go with why not is the more important one. I think so many businesses, I know my business, was the result of a lot of people being like, there's no way that can happen, right? There's no chance that you can build something like that. And so my response is always, why not? You know, why not? Why can't it happen? Why not? And so, you know, I'm going to go with why not, because I think we have a lot of critics, you know, from the outside kind of looking in and saying, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. You kind of look at some of the incredible innovations over the last, you know, decade. And I think a lot of people are kind of responded, why not? You know, so I'm going to go with why not.
Why not?
What's your reasoning there?
I just think it's more positive. Mm-hmm. I think when you're looking at saying yes or saying no to something, I think why not is probably more positive than, you know, limiting it. I mean, I'm a doubting Thomas by nature, so I'm always asking why, and it's always the show me state kind of stuff. But I think asking why not to get over a limiting belief or get over something that you can't do is probably more powerful.
Yeah, so this is a great non-answer. I always ask with why. I always start with why, because I think some people, they'll be like, oh, this is hot, so why don't we make something cold? You know, I think I'm like, well, why is it hot? Like, why? Before you understand Bitcoin, you go, well, what is money? Like, why is money created by the government? Why is fiat currency? Why is this? Why is that? Why are we getting charged fees? Why are small businesses dying? Why are communities... why are we not going in the direction we need to go? And then from there, you can ask, why not Bitcoin? Why not a new way of doing things? Why not? And then you can maybe build a company off of that. So it's like, I think a lot of times people search for a problem and they go, why don't we fix it with this? I oftentimes say, well, why is this happening? And then I get into the why nots. You know, why don't we try something different? Why not look at this in a different way? That's kind of how I look at that. But yeah, it's very nuanced. Very nuanced.
Definitely, why not? And Americans will ask why not more than why. Europeans will ask why. That's why the Americans went to the moon and the Europeans did not. That's why the Americans have done all the things they've done since that country was founded, and other countries, which were the feeder countries for those populations, did not. So why not is absolutely the one you should be asking. Don't, and this is another thing that's very deeply involved in the philosophy of Bitcoin. It's about asking permission. Real people, free people, don't ask permission to be free. They don't ask permission to innovate. They don't ask permission to do commerce. They just do it. Anything that is not explicitly illegal is legal by default. And people from Europe don't seem to understand this. That's why when they do Bitcoin business, before they've even sold a single thing, they go and ask permission to see if it's what they're doing is legal or not. Americans don't think like that. Americans understand that they're free to do whatever they want as long as they're not harming anybody. It's not illegal. So that's what I would say.
This is an incredible question. I think it's a close call and it's not really obvious which one is really the right answer, but I'm going to go with why not. And that's in part because of all the studies that show that people, including in American culture and a lot of East Asian culture, they're way too hard on themselves, way too negative. So giving yourself the ability to say, why not? And ask yourself, why not? Why can't I be the one to do X? Why can't this happen? And just have some more hope and optimism, I think is really good. Obviously, there's things like toxic positivity. And we all know those people, they're pretty annoying where they're everything like it's positive vibes only, right? And that's just not how life works. Life has some sucky moments. But what you want to do is not dwell on it more than you need to, not punish yourself over it, not suffer unnecessarily, and not make it bigger than it is. There are big things that are bad that can happen in life. But you want to not make mountains out of molehills, so to speak. So I'm going to go with why not.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting question. I guess I've always sort of been a fan of the old saying, you know, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission in a lot of contexts in life. You know, clearly that can get you in trouble, but, you know, a lot of people would do better by asking why less and just asking, you know, why not more. But I think, you know, part of becoming someone who is trained to identify asymmetric opportunities, sort of that they encounter in their lives, opportunities where the gain is high and the risk is low. Ultimately, you need to understand a lot of the why in order to be able to sort of quickly spot those patterns where it makes sense to just say, hey, screw it. Why not? Let's do it. So, you know, I guess why not is more action based and why is more conceptual or understanding based.
Yeah, this is a good one. So I say why, you know, because I'm just constantly curious. Hey, why does that work? Why is this person, you know, do this way? So for me, it's why.
Why invites an answer? Why invites an answer from someone to provide you an answer? Why not forces you to, in my mind, think of a solution first and present it and ask why not? I'm in the why not camp. I think that I'd like to see people think a little bit more before they present that question.
Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out. Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velis Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velis Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to VelisCommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at VelisCommerce. Make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. If you are hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners.
I would say why not? Because you can always come up with reasons, that you should do nothing. And the why not question is presumes that you should act. And a similar corollary was somebody told me right now, when you reach a fork in the road, assuming, you know, a morally neutral fork, you should take the fork that will result in a better story. So if you have the option to vacation domestically or foreign, probably do foreign. Why? It's more likely something wild, crazy, or interesting is going to happen rather than, hey, I went to the beach in Mississippi this weekend. Like, go to the beach in Roatan. Go do something that will result in the probability of something big, new, or exciting happening. And that's one of the principles I live by.
Curious, any examples of that you're willing to share of taking two great options and taking the direction that is the better story?
Good question. I'd probably have to think about it. It's more of a life ethos that just says the default answer is yes. Like, should we do something? Yes, we should do something. You know, should we? And I just think too much of the world defaults to no because they immediately think of hurdles, obstacles. So I don't know. I guess you could point to everything I've ever done of saying, you know, I can advocate politics and public policy outside or inside the political realm. Well, let's do inside. that one's way more wild and crazy. Same with starting Bomgar Corporation. Same with my involvement in Prospera. I think all of those are choices where it would have been very easy to, you know, sit on a pile of cash I made at Bomgar Corporation and do nothing, or cheer from the outside, or help in an indirect way. And at every point, it's been no. Like, put me in the arena. You know, give me the sword. Put me in the arena. And it's really a choice between being in the stands or in the arena. And everything I've done from business and personal has always been, you know, put me in the arena.
You know, I wrestled over that question quite a bit. My initial gut reaction was why. But then I flipped to why not, because that's something I feel a lot of people don't ask why not enough when they're facing a fear. Or when they're too afraid to step out and try something. So I wish more people pondered why not. But then I went back to why. So my answer is why. I think, and it's the issue for most people is not asking why, but then not asking why again, and then again and again, and really getting at what is important to you, or what is important to the matter at that. And if you, as you continue to ask why, and you pull those layers back, ultimately you'll discover what you're truly after. Most of the times, if you ask why once, you'll get a surface level. You ask it twice, you'll get a good answer. You ask it a third time, you'll really get at the intent of what you're after. So I hereby stand by why being superior question.
Why not? Why can't we do this? Let's do it. Yeah, I would second that. I would say, why not? You know, just opens you up to so many different possibilities, and that's how we're stumbling forward. And, you know, nothing more than what we're doing with the organization is going to, I think you're going to see in this conversation, hopefully, you're going to see that that's pretty much the organizational model is why not. So I would say why not for sure.
For me on this one, I always try to ask why. And it's more of a, it's more of a kind of life reevaluation tool, like just constantly reevaluating your decisions, calibrating your life. So it's like, you know, why am I doing this right now? You know, why am I walking this path? Why am I spending time with this person? Why am I building this feature in Zapright right now? Like just constantly asking you this question of like, why am I doing it? What is the benefit to it? And it kind of just forces you to keep second guessing your decisions as you go through to see if anything has changed or any material facts have changed that might change your mind. So just constantly asking why, just recalibrate yourself as you go is a really good way to live.
You're really coming up with the deep questions. I think it's kind of interesting to say why not, because like kind of assume that, you know, like, why can't we do this? You know, I think it's more of an optimistic stance. It's more of a, like, why is this not achievable? Or asking why has nobody done this when it seems like it should be a thing is also can be very educational, because sometimes the answer is it's just not possible and here are all the reasons why, but I think it does give you some insights.
It's a good question. I think kind of going back to Bitcoin again, I would say probably why is a good general rule in that if you're really trying to dig down and understand things, you got to ask why. And so if you have that mindset, if you're actually intellectually open and honest and trying to think through things, why is a really good question to say, why is this the case? Why is this the current process? If you do that openly, you can get, I think, to some really good answers. Whereas why not can kind of give you a, hey, this is why we're not going down this rabbit hole, or this is not the process that's going to work. But I think why is a more open-ended question that can lead you to a bunch of different options.
I think it is better to ask why right now. This has changed as I've gotten older, because I think that when I was younger, you know, why not was something that I needed to ask quite a bit, because when you're really young, you're not 100% sure. At least I wasn't 100% sure what your life was going to look like and what you were going to do. And so saying, why not do this? Why not go after this? I think was a really big part of my professional journey when I was younger. Now, I think that being able to be out in the job market and building up my skill set and getting into a position where now starting my own businesses and making a lot of really big financial decisions, I start to ask myself why more now. And I think that it would be common for a lot of people as you get older for that to shift.
I think as a general life principle for an individual, I think asking why. And I say that because we're in a time where not enough people have been asking why for a very long time. You know, I think we're culturally there are a crushing weight of norms that, you know, we wish we could go back and change. And I think a lot of people just got comfortable, pushed off responsibility and accountability, and hoped that, you know, trusted that the government really is here to help. And so I think all the way down to the individual choice of diet, you know, exercise. Why am I eating what I'm eating? Why am I pursuing this goal? Am I just trying to become a doctor because my aunt said I needed to be a doctor one day when I was 8 years old? You know, I think we get on these tracks where we let decisions be made for us. And I think it's cool to see right now. And I think it's parallel with Bitcoin and kind of the grassroots growth of that is this cultural awakening of asking why. Why have I been doing the things that I'm doing? And then looking forward, why am I going to do what's next? What is my why behind my next pursuit? And I think from that, we'll see a much more, you know, purposeful lives and, you know, purposeful culture.
That's a good one, right? Why not? Why the hell not? You know, people live in fear anymore. Most our society is engineered to make decisions based on fear, not empowerment. So when somebody tells me I can't, I'll say, why the hell not? And then you move forward with that. You know, you don't have to ask why. You don't have to explain your why. Your why explains itself after you've said, why not? I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, honestly, I think this question is brilliant. I couldn't come up with what I consider an adequate sort of philosophical answer to the question. I always ask why not. I think you maybe get a more direct answer by asking why not. So it's like, you know, why would you jump off this cliff? Well, you know, you probably get an existential answer. I'm upset with my life, or going through some problems. It's more existential, but you know, why wouldn't you jump off this cliff? Well, because you might die. It's a little bit more direct.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you're, you know, in the business that I'm in, which is kind of like idea generation and execution, it's really, yeah, I just ask why not. Again, I can't really distill that any further, but that just makes the most sense to me.
Why or why not? Yeah, that it's both. For me, it's both. Both. It's just both. Yeah.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to be curious.
Indeed.
Well, as somebody who, I guess, would say, you know, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission type of person, I would say, why not? And just because why not's more liberating. Why is you're stifling yourself? Why not is you're asking, why shouldn't I do this? So I would say why not's more liberating.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would say why not? I mean, if you have, you know, a lot of people suffer from self-limiting beliefs and the norms and everything. And I guess, you know, I'm a romanticist, you know, romantic from, you know, I love Ayn Rand. So I'm always thinking of, you know, who's going to stop me? You know, why not try this? Why not try to sell something for a lot of money on e-commerce, you know, when everyone else is trying to just shill, you know, supplements and stuff, you know, it's, you know, snake oil and this kind of stuff. So it's always, you know, I guess that I'm kind of a why not? And, you know, what could possibly be and thinking in that direction.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. Once again, I'd love your feedback on this format. If you want to see more of it, let me know. And of course, if you want to see less, I want to know that as well. As always, keep building, keep growing. And until next time, keep living and leading well.